You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this show, go to our website for thousands more. Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee at HeritageRadioNetwork.org, and I'm checking in with our very own engineer, Joe Galarraga, who is currently en route to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Joe, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's doing well. Currently in a very, we're caught in a rainstorm somewhere in southern Illinois, about to head into Kentucky, I believe. So that's where we're at right now.
So you're driving from Bushwick, Brooklyn to Austin, Texas, is that right? When did you guys leave?
We left on Tuesday, March 5th. We were taking sort of a weird route, played shows in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Cleveland, Chicago, and tonight we're playing in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow, busy man. Now, let me just backtrack for a minute for listeners that may not know. In addition to being an engineer at HeritageRadioNetwork.org, you're also in a band, is that right?
That is correct.
What band are you in? What kind of music do you play? What's the name of the band?
The band is called Big Ups, sort of a punk rock outfit, but... it's hard to exactly put a finger on what the sound is, but think loud, think fast, aggressive, but very fun.
Is it safe to say that you're screaming your lungs out on these shows?
Yes, I've been screaming. We've been sweating a lot, trying to stay healthy, drinking tea, those sorts of things.
Right. Now, speaking of staying healthy, you know, you're on the road, you're taking interstate highways. I'm guessing the food options are not the greatest. What have you guys been eating on this trip?
The food options have been pretty terrible, let's put it that way. And we have, on many occasions, eaten some pretty disgusting food. Despite the fact that I sit every day at Heritage Radio Network and engineer and write up the shows and know how terrible it is. But we've also been taken in by some very nice people and had some awesome home-cooked meals. We've had rice and beans, empanadas, salads, wonderful breakfast. It's been a mixture. I feel like for all the bad food we've eaten lots of really delicious home-cooked food.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah, good that you're getting some home-cooked meals. And what are you looking forward to at South by Southwest once you land to Austin? What's the plan? What are some of the events you're taking place in?
We're playing in a lot of showcases, actually, that are sort of Brooklyn-based coming down to Austin. So we're playing a showcase for Exploding in Sound, which is a publication and a record label headed up by this guy named Dan Golden, who has spent a lot of time in Boston. We're playing his showcase. Now he lives in Brooklyn, and he puts on a lot of shows at some of the DIY venues in Bushwick area. We're playing a God Mode Records showcase, which is a record label based in Brooklyn. So those are that we're playing. Some of the things I'm looking forward to. And the food-wise, of course, is the barbecue. There's the Salt Lick, and I know that recently Patrick interviewed someone from the Salt Lick, I believe is the owner of the Salt Lick, about the new Salt Lick cookbook that's coming out on the main course. So hopefully we'll be able to hit up the Salt Lick. And the barbecue, trying to eat a little bit more healthy, eat a little bit more green things. I did eat quite a bit of broccoli yesterday, and I know that you personally, Jack, will be extremely happy to hear about all the broccoli that I ate.
Yes, you know how much I love broccoli. That's great, Joe. Well, we look forward to catching up with you more, seeing how the trip goes, and we can't wait till you get back.
Oh, I miss it quite a bit. I want to say hey to all of the hosts who have been missing. Here's an update, an HRN-related update. Today, leaving Chicago, we drove past Curtis B. Wayne's father's apartment in Chicago.
Wow!
I know this because Curtis showed me a picture of it, and it's right by the Lake Michigan, I believe. And about 2 weeks before I left on the trip, he showed me where the apartment was, and we drove past it today. It's the apartment that Curtis was born in.
Unbelievable. Small world.
Small world.
Very right. Cool, Joe. Well, we'll catch up with you soon, all right, ma'am? Hope you enjoyed the show. Connect with us on Facebook, Tumblr, or Twitter, or email us info@heritageradionetwork.org. Visit our website for a live schedule and archived episodes. HRN is a nonprofit organization. To become a member and donate today, visit our website. Thanks for listening.